here we are in Healdsburg, California, and we're at the Nectary with
Gia Bayaki.
Gia, tell us about nectar. It really is the future, the frontier of food.
Yes, it is. It's what I like to call food as medicine. And the nectary is the gland in the flower that produces the nectar and attracts the pollinators. And what we're really here to do is to bring good medicine to the people and help people make healthy lifestyle choices and thrive.
So tell us about your lexicon. Like, number one, you like the green nectar. You like that, the grass, the earth. And I understand why, but tell us about the why for you.
It all comes down to how I feel when I drink it. I very much subscribe to the belief that you are what you drink, and therefore you are what you eat. Did I say you are what you eat? Therefore you are what you drink? I don't know. Whatever you consume. But
yes, it's who you are.
It is. It really makes up who you are, and it also affects how you feel and how you think. And when I start my day with a really alkalizing green juice, sometimes I don't need anything else. I just feel like I'm getting everything that I need, and it just feels good.
Well, what's interesting is your product, what you make, is something that is so fresh and predicated on freshness that a person has to come to the source. You could never start a bottling line and export.
No. We make all our juices in small batches fresh every day, and they're all made with love and bottled by hand. And yeah, people do come. We are like the wellspring of health and wellness, and people come to us and have a very, what I like to call, healthy habit.
Historically, when people think of juices, they think of apple juice, you know, or maybe even pineapple juice, but the real fundamental basics. But you've gone off the rails and have no barriers. Tell us about some of the cooler nectar juices that you make.
Okay. I think one that really gets everybody is the seasonal juice we do called Equinox. That is juiced garnet yam, and it has carrots and apples and turmeric and ginger, a little bit of cinnamon. It tastes a lot like pumpkin pie, and the starches that are in the potato give it a really kind of a viscous, almost milky texture. I love bringing in different herbs. Like, we put lemongrass in one of our green juices that has a pineapple base and gives it a really exotic and herbaceous flavor. That's nice.
Well, I think what's really fun is the playfulness. You know, as you're talking, I'm imagining, ooh, well, what if I put this in? You know, and there are no real rules or barriers as long as it's real, organic, and fresh.
Absolutely. And it is. It's exciting. It's just like making a salad, and it could be a fruit salad, it could be a veggie salad, it could be a mix of the two, and you can really, there are no limits. It's what inspires you, what do you feel called to, and what flavors you like, and you can play with that.
What I find fascinating, you have your blender, you know, and you're packing all this stuff in. It's like this giant bowl, and it gets reduced down to this glass.
Yes.
And then you think about it, wow, you know, could I have eaten that all unblended?
Most likely not,
yeah.
You know, and that's a beautiful thing. And a lot of people who either don't have time or don't like salads, you can drink one green juice and get a healthy dose of your vegetables for the day. I don't think anybody could. It does consolidate a great amount of produce into one 16-ounce bottle.
We're coming out of the most horrific fire in the county region in 100 years. And I imagine that some of your suppliers and people you know were horrifically affected by the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't think of one person I know that wasn't affected by the fire in some way, whether it was from losing your home to losing your job to your livelihood being threatened. It's been very devastating.
Even closer to home in your world, did you have any friends that their crops or their organic growth
yeah.
was cooked.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Farmers that lost their farms and in harvests that just couldn't be made due to toxic ash and, you know, and then getting into our waterways. There's some extensive damage on many layers.
In your front window, there's a thank you to the firefighters. In which ways are you and have you been giving back?
Well, during the worst of the fires, I partnered with a group of herbalists and medicine women and naturopathic doctors and body care workers in the area, and we created clinics that were in some of the evacuation areas, the shelters, and we also went to where the first responders were. So we went and we treated the National Guard and the Army and the first responders and search and rescue and firefighters, and we gave them herbal teas and essential oils and flower essences and massages and chiropractic treatments and acupuncture.
I think some of your nectars would have been great for them.
Definitely shared some of the juices, but we really were focusing on getting some strong herbs and, you know, potent teas and lung tonics for these people who were on the front lines. And we had, these people said, never in all of their lifetime, some of them who have been fighting fires for, you know, 50 years, had never received the kind of hospitality and generosity that they did from our community.
Really touching.
Yeah. Well, it's very touching to be on the receiving end of their services.
All right. For further information,
if you'd like to find out more about the Nectary, you can look us up online at thenectary.net. We have two brick and mortar locations. The original one is at the Barlow in Sebastopol, California, and our newest location is here in Healdsburg on Center Street. My name again is Gia Biaki, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
You too, Gia. What a pleasure.
My name is Cole Kristen.
We're in Healdsburg, California.
Yep, at the beautiful Sonoma Cider Taproom.
So tell us some of the details about the cider world here, because you have some unique, distinctive characteristics here.
They definitely do. We're very blessed to have the father-son duo, Robert and David Quartz, as our founders. David Quartz was the first original cider maker in all of California.
Pretty profound.
Yeah, as far as being able to produce and distribute, he was. He also sat on the board for the Cider Maker Association of America.
Wow.
And helped develop the Cider Expert Certification, which is similar to the sommelier with wine industry and the Cicerone with the beer industry. So we are very blessed to have those two as our founders. David's background, he comes from the wine industry, so he's won dozens and dozens. I believe it was over 100 different awards in his lifetime with his different wines that he's been a part of. So he brings a very beautiful craft fermentation when it comes to creating some of our ciders.
And you were talking about there's one cider that's almost like a mead and that it's a long-haul fermentation.
Yeah, and that's exactly David's expertise, is the Imperial Cider and the Dry Cider, I would say, are two perfect examples of who he is and his background. So those ones are aged in wine barrels, just like you would notice a wine. And even if you were to buy one of those bottles to go and you notice on the outside of it, it actually labels it as a apple honey wine, a cider, just because, one, the alcohol content is a little bit stronger. When you're aging cider in a whiskey barrel, it's naturally going to leach off those barrels, and you end up with a 10.3% cider.
Oh, wow.
That is our Imperial Cider. So hands down, I always tell people that's a great bridge for a lot of people who instantly write off ciders because they think they're going to be too sweet. Mm-hmm. I just kind of chuckle. I'm like, you like beer and some of those a little bit more dense type of beverages, don't you?
In the world of cider, would that be rocket fuel? Would that be higher octane?
I would definitely consider that rocket fuel. That whiskey, once it kind of balances and kicks in, you don't know that you're trying a cider. So,
but on the other hand, I had a whole giant flight, as you know, and not once did I taste a hot cider. Every one was flavor balanced perfectly.
Yep.
That was probably the most, my overarching impression of coolness.
Yes, and again, I can't I can't explain and express how grateful we are to have David and Robert Kortz. I mean, when you have somebody with taste buds that are that amazing, you really can't recreate it, even if you were to go home and try for years and years and years. You can't train those types of taste buds. They're fine detail. They pride themselves in quality, and they wouldn't hesitate to throw out a batch if it didn't taste perfect. So that's one thing. Again, we're just really blessed to have this beautiful space, and our production facility is actually just catty corner to our building right here. So we have pipes that actually connect our building that run outside. Some are underground, some are above ground, that take all of our cider back to production. And then once it's fermented in our tap room, it goes over there, and then they do the blending and bottling and all the shipping out from there. So,
and you do cans?
We definitely do cans, yeah. So that's one thing that we are really excited about. We're able to can a lot more of our ciders and able to ship it out quite a bit more.
And there's some benefits of cans, even weight in shipping, correct?
Exactly, yeah. The weight in shipping, even just the cost for actually acquiring the cans, you're able to have those costs be a little bit lower as far as us distributing using cans. So, yeah, and I know I touched a little bit on David's background. He is the father. Robert is the son. He brings a really kind of lively approach, kind of like you see in some of the craft brew scenes. So I always let people know, when it comes to our Crowbar cider and our Jack cider, those I definitely would say line up perfectly with who Rob is. Rob is just full of energy. He's really just a big kid at heart. And so he kind of is like, you know what, let's try those off the wall type things. And they've definitely been a hit. And
so it's playful for him.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why you'll notice in our tap room, half of our tap room is a huge event space where we have free skee ball, ping pong, giant Jenga, cornhole, and all that kind of stuff. And I definitely applaud Rob for bringing that energy into here as well.
That's so cool. And then there's another behind the scenes element, I understand you produce for other people.
So we do what's called co-packing. So just because of the non-disclosure agreements, obviously we can't tell you who we're helping out, but it is very awesome that our production facility is so well-rounded and well-versed that we are able to co-pack for other cideries and other wineries. So if you see a lot of those other ciders on the shelves and some canned wines, there's a good possibility that some of them came from our production facility. So
this has been so cool, and thanks for sharing. For further information,
you can go to SonomaCider.com. If you're interested in seeing where you can get any of our ciders, we do distribute throughout the whole country and internationally as well. We have a Find tab on our website. If you go to Find and type in your area code, it'll actually pop up and show you the closest location that you can get any of our ciders. So.
And if you want to come to the source and have a taste, you're what, about a block off of the square in downtown Healdsburg?
Yep, we're just a couple blocks south. We're tucked behind the Parish Cafe, which is on the roundabout that they're doing construction on temporarily. But yes, I would highly recommend stopping in here. We typically have anywhere from 19 plus ciders on tap, and the only ones that you'd be able to get in stores and whatnot are, you know, our core fours with a few others. So as far as trying the full realm of our ciders that we offer, you can only get it right here in this tap room. So
that's cool. But you have stuff that you sell that people can take out.
Absolutely. Yep. You can purchase any of our to-go ciders here, along with our apple cider brandy and any of our awesome merchandise. And my name is Cole Kristen. For further information, just feel free to head to SonomaCider.com. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Cole.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Healdsburg, California. We'll see you there.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Growing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool, and love begin all over.